Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
They eat the poo-poo.
Nick Allen with us. Tweets at Nick's Allen's. Hanging out this morning. Excited about your Chiefs this year?
Oh, always.
All right.
Until September. Tears my heart out. Yeah.
Until the second week of September. All right. Looking forward to it. Hell, I'd even watch the Chiefs right now. That's how Jones we are for some football.
I turned on the replay of the Super Bowl the other day. My son was
walking
through it.
That's right. Yeah. He's a bandwagon Patriot fan.
Good he didn't you. Mention anything
Did you
about
watch
it,
the,
but I know he saw that it was.
Replay of the Titans Chiefs playoff game. That's been on a lot.
I have a recurring nightmare about that game.
You should. Yeah. And you should. Our buddy from Kansas City, Chris Porter, will be here later this week, actually.
What you should do is just watch the first half. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs looked good in the first half.
They did.
Like Falcon fans do.
Yeah.
Screw the Falcons. Craig, how you doing today?
Here's what I do. I watch the first half of that game.
Which one?
The Chiefs and the Titans. Yeah. And then I'd flip over and I'd watch the end of the Vikings-Saints. Because that was actually a good ending.
Yeah, but he doesn't care about that team.
That was a positive ending.
He didn't care about that
but
team.
But it was exciting. It was historical.
Mm-hmm.
It was one of the most exciting playoff games in the history of exciting playoff games.
Yeah, but you got to win the Super Bowl. It doesn't really matter.
No. No, it's an exciting playoff game.
Okay, if you're a Viking fan.
I didn't say it was an exciting Super Bowl game. I didn't say it led to anything.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
just
was
beat the Packers. Just beat the Packers.
Because I heard somebody arguing, you can't really call it an exciting playoff game. It was just boring most of the game. No, it was just the way it ended was exciting. Well, yes.
That's
it. Yeah. Exactly. No. The way it ended was exciting.
That's that pass down the sideline, right? I love that play.
That's not true at all.
I love that play because it was because a Saint fan would just blew their head off that game. I mean, literally, if I was a Saints fan, I'd have blew my head off.
Yeah. I remember seeing, bar reaction videos from Saints fans. They're just like,
no
way.
Yeah. That's not true at all. If I remember that right, the Saints went up, and then the Vikings came back, and then the Saints were up again, and then the Vikings had that play.
Miracle
that was a good game all the way through.
Miracle.
Well, some argued otherwise, and
they're wrong.
You guys stay off your pack, your Viking chat rooms, man. Get back on your warning chat rooms.
I'm just recounting what I watched a little bit of that the other day.
All right. We need some football.
We do. And they stopped airing the Canadian football. Otherwise, I'd watch that. We're into week 7 now, I think, of the CFL.
They're right in the thick of it.
Yep.
So Manziel's not playing, so it's not worth showing?
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm sure they show arena football. Why wouldn't they show Canada football?
I don't
football?
Know.
They've shown Canadian football for years.
Yeah, exactly.
But usually it's just early season, and then other stuff comes up, apparently.
Maybe because they turn it on and it gets no ratings and they turn it off. That could be it.
That could be
year after year. We're going to try this again.
We'll try it again.
But I can't see where lacrosse gets any ratings.
That's a good point. It might be cheaper to broadcast.
Oh, yeah. You probably don't have to pay any rights for that.
Right.
The CFL might want broadcast rights.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
You can just have one camera guy for the lacrosse. Yeah. Nobody's paying attention.
Although I bet you can get the CFL broadcast rights for pretty cheap.
Once again, I think nobody's watching.
A couple $100.
It costs less than a ticket.
Today's National Hot Dog Day.
Have a hot dog.
Wasn't that just the other day?
It changes annually. I saw Craig's computer screen.
Does it?
It's not the same day every year. It changes annually.
No, we were talking about hot dogs because of the hot dog eating contest on 4th of July.
Yeah, that was weird. Why don't they have it the same day every year?
We'll investigate. Get back to you.
No, we won't. No.
It's like Easter.
I thought about investigating and then decided.
It's a Jesus thing.
lost interest in the back
four swing.
Oh, it has something to do with the number of weeks
after Jesus,
Jesus
died
from the dead.
Yeah. Hot dog day, right? Yeah, something like that.
It's all based on Jesus.
Should be.
So, well, that's a good enough explanation for me.
For most people, Todd.
I'll accept that.
The five favorite Frankfurter toppings do not include ketchup.
Man, they shouldn't. It's onions, relish, mustard, and what are the other two? Because it would be ketchup with me, too.
Onions, relish.
I like onions, relish, mustard. Ketchup, and mustard. I like them all on
sauerkraut?
There.
Pickle?
Yep. Oh, sauerkraut's in there.
Pickle
in there. That's relish.
No, it's sauerkraut. And relish is separate.
Yeah. No, but relish is pickles.
They put little peppers in the Chicago dog. So is that in there?
No, not in the top five.
Mayonnaise?
No.
That's gross.
Just put it at the end of hot dogs.
Yeah. It may not be dressing. Something that you would think as a condiment.
Well, I like mustard, you mean?
No, we think of that as a condiment.
I know.
It may not be something that you think of as a condiment.
Something you don't see usually on a hot dog?
It would not be.
Clarify your statement.
Clarify my statement. It would not be considered a condiment.
I love that bit. I'm still not buying it because you're lying
would it
ass,
be
Craig.
Considered a hat.
No.
No?
Not cheese.
How about chili?
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Chili. Oh, I like a good chili
dog.
That's
not a hot dog, then. That's a chili dog.
Well, it's a hot dog with chili
on
it.
It's a chili hot dog.
There's a hot dog under the chili.
There goes mustard, chili, relish, sauerkraut, and onions.
Yeah, I like all that on a dog. Right. But I'd probably throw in ketchup before the sauerkraut, but I like sauerkraut.
Well, how about fried cornbread?
Not in the top five.
Because that's a corn dog. It's not a hot dog.
You're getting
that's a hot dog.
Cornbread is not in the top five.
These are the
toppings.
That's the bun. That's the bun, basically.
These are the things I like to argue because you can actually get places with people.
No, really. No, you can't actually.
You can have
no, you can't.
But at least you can have an exchange and not walk away
in the bubble.
Yeah. That guy,
he's in a hot dog bubble. You can't talk to him about it.
Corn dog was not a hot dog, so I'm gonna unfriend him.
People in Chicago will do that with the ketchup.
Yeah, they don't like ketchup. They hate you. Right.
Oh, they slap it out of your hands.
Yeah.
And they should. You don't put ketchup on a Chicago dog.
I do.
Well, not on a Chicago dog, but definitely on a plain hot dog.
A plain one I do.
Yeah.
You can hate me, but don't slap it out of my... Because I paid for that.
That's my food.
If I want to put ketchup on it...
Better not slap my dog.
I'll put ketchup on it.
Right.
Unless you know?
Mean it.
I just don't understand. Like, why do you care what I'm eating?
Nobody should care.
Yeah, unless I'm like stealing it from your fridge.
Right.
No, you're insulting the chef.
Nope, not a hot dog chef.
Yes.
The guy that sells hot dogs here doesn't even like them.
It ain't a white...
Sorry.
It ain't a white tablecloth upper crust restaurant. It's a hot dog.
Yeah.
Buy the damn dog, pull it out and swallow it.
I don't know how many people...
Yeah.
That's how I do
it. What he said.
I take it out of the bun and swallow it. Dude, I never get mad at that.
Never gets old watching you do that.
I know, thank you.
I don't know if there's anybody getting a hot dog from a street vendor going, can I speak to the chef?
Yeah. Like, that'd be me.
I just put him in
the
water.
My compliments to the guy dipping the water.
Hey, you changed the water today. My compliments.
All right, Corey has some questions, but I don't want to go into it because it would involve playing Tom T. Hall.
Oh.
Yeah, he wants to know how many hot dog toppings are listed in his song,
Onions.
I Love.
Onions.
Just onions?
Onions.
Onions.
Grass?
Grass.
If you put grass on your dog.
You can put grass on your hot dog.
Hay's on there, too.
Bourbon in a glass?
Yeah, but that's not on your dog.
Yeah, you could.
You could dunk it.
Soak the bun in bourbon?
You do need to soak the bun.
Yeah, those guys use water at the hot dog eating contest. It'd be a lot cooler if they used bourbon.
He just wants to hear I Love, doesn't he? I'm not going to bite.
No, I'm glad.
Are you going to get involved in the Mega Millions? That's up to $422 million.
I did send my publisher's clearinghouse letter in because I'm one of the final numbers.
Good.
And it's $1,000 a day for life on this one. That's $365,000 a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be nice. But I looked at the odds on the back. Don't think I'm going to win. In fact, I think I have a better chance of winning the Mega Millions.
I saw.
The odds on the back of the envelope were crazy, but it said if I don't have to buy anything, I'm still eligible.
On the social media.
So I mailed it back, so I'm looking forward to that.
A friend of mine's
mom. End of August.
A friend of mine's mom won $130,000,
on what?
Doing the pick five.
That's good about money to win, because that way it's just yours and nobody can ask you for anything.
Yeah, now buy me a car.
Yeah, that's pure selfish cash to win. $130,000, that's for me. Yeah. Can I borrow something? Nope.
If we're aiming for that number where people won't bug you, I still want enough where I can get completely out of debt. And $130,000 ain't gonna do it.
Well, true. I get what you mean. You're right. That's true. You want something to pay your house off.
Pay the house.
I got it.
Any
cars,
car, college,
maybe a college situation.
Anything right. That's still outstanding. I'd want enough to pay that off and then play around, but not enough to be.
You're
bothered.
Not gonna unless you're in the street starving. You're not gonna call your buddy who just won $130,000 wanting to borrow $40,000. You're not.
No.
So
no.
That's the kind of money where nobody's gonna ask you for something.
Oh, her son will.
Oh, no, a kid would, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my dad won $130,000. I'd call him.
Right. You're buying your own plane ticket this time, Pop.
Yeah.
Well, what's the cut?
What's the cut, exactly. No, but it's $1,000 a day now. Now, does Publishers Clearing House send that to you every day? Do you get a check every day except for Sunday?
They show up at your door every day with the balloons and the giant check.
Every day they give you a $1,000 check with taxes off, probably.
Oh.
Wouldn't it be cool to get a check every day?
No.
Direct deposit every day from Publisher Clearinghouse.
Right. Some people don't like to be paid. Well, you know, some people get paid once a month.
Right.
Some people get paid every 2 weeks.
We get paid every 2 weeks.
Some people get paid every week. And right. There's advantages and disadvantages to each of them.
Right.
Getting it every day, just, you know, you wouldn't I'm
get
out of money
bed.
Today.
So you wouldn't get out of bed.
Well.
You would not get out of bed if every morning you turned on your app on your phone and there was $1,000 in there.
Okay, but where's my bed?
Your bed's at your house because you're not going to get out of your house.
Okay, but where's
either.
My house?
Wherever you want to be.
There you go. That's the thing. I am where I want to be.
Exactly.
It's not that I'm
just saying,
in the middle of winter somewhere.
I don't
somewhere.
Care what kind of money you're making. If they're giving you $1,000 every day, you go, I like to go to work today. Oh, I just got paid. Nope.
Right.
So that's the key. I like that one. $1,000 a day. I like the $5,000 a week. That was the original. And then I think there might be a $10,000 a week now. But this is Publisher Clearinghouse now. Is a $1,000 a day.
All right.
I'm waiting for that guy at the end of August to show up at my house.
Do they take the taxes before they give it to you?
They probably do, but that's fine.
So you get like $600,
$700 a day? A day.
That'd be nice. That's plenty.
Yeah, but you have to spend it that day. That should be the rule.
Well, you know what? Most of us,
hundreds.
Most of us, most of us would have all that. It'd be earmarked. You'd be paying for the following, the past day.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
You'd be going to American Express and just shift to get over there every day.
Come on, dude. You know I'm good for it.
I'm getting paid tomorrow.
Yeah.
That's true. You know I'm good for it. And you say that 5 times a week. And it keeps compounding.
Oh,
and you're a broke-ass
guy. The gluttony would run rampant.
Yeah.
You know I'm good for it.
Every day you could think, oh, I want to do that, but...
But I sent it back.
But I'm getting more cash tomorrow.
I sent it this time. I usually throw those things away, but I sent this one back.
We could go out to dinner tonight, but I already spent $1,000. I spent $1,000 earlier in the day. I forgot about dinner.
Still living paycheck to paycheck with a daily paycheck.
A daily paycheck.
Horror movie director Eli Roth and actress Lorenza Izzo announced on Instagram that they are choosing to separate as a couple. TMZ, he's 46, she's 28. They got married back in November of 2014.
He's also an actor. He's in Inglourious Basterds, too.
Yeah, this is their statement. Hi, everyone. It is with deep love and respect that we're choosing to separate as a couple. We've had an incredible journey together. We love each other very much. We remain the best of friends. Grateful for the 6 wonderful years together.
Can't stand looking at her fat face.
We decided to go our separate ways to have the most fulfilled, joyous lives we can. We wish to continue working together creatively.
Is she an actress?
And are ultimately separating so we don't effing kill each other.
Thank you. I like that. I thought I was gonna puke on this one, but I like the ending.
Yeah.
They have kids?
Not aware of that.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Yeah, otherwise I would have mentioned killing them.
Right.
We don't want to kill our kids.
Yeah, you know, it's the usual beautiful thing.
But I like
grateful,
the ending.
Love everybody, still friends, and
hate
blah,
looking
blah,
at her
blah.
Fat face.
However, we are considering effing killing one another, and we need to get out of the same house.
Well, good. That doesn't sound like a Hollywood couple.
But I like that they ended it that way.
That's the reason, regular people separate, so they don't end up killing each other.
Well, and most Hollywood people are that way, too, but they don't release the ending of that statement. They release the beginning of that statement.
It's the same reason that the kids get kicked out of the house once in a while, so you don't end up killing them.
Right.
There's that.
Right.
Did anywhere in there it say that the kids are at fault for this divorce?
It is their fault, right, Todd?
Not aware
right,
of Todd? There being kids.
Todd? Right. Todd? In many instances, it is the children's fault.
Yeah.
They always get told it's not.
Right.
But that's Greg, usually a lie.
Greg's
that's
birth lie. Almost broke up a marriage.
Stop. Sure.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. It could have, Greg, but she Greg. Said that she will not leave him no matter what.
Who?
I can only assume.
Your ex? Your mom?
No.
Your biological mom?
No, the no, biological the, wife of the biological father.
The wife of the cheating
the
bastard
of
who
the
fathered
Craig. Father told yeah. him that she would never leave him.
Even if your
and
mistress
so,
gives birth to something called
so
Craig.
He got, right. yeah, so he decided to get a mistress and yeah. get her pregnant.
That's exactly what happened. She gave him the freebie.
They're big churchgoers, apparently.
That side?
Both sides.
But still. If you,
yeah, but didn't stop from having an right. illicit affair.
You put exactly. that out there.
I mean, your
there.
Biological dad was a player.
You yeah, put that out player. There. He's thinking, oh, well, there's no consequences to my actions. So he goes about and...
Bet knocks up his mistress.
But I bet there were consequences to his
sure
actions.
There were.
Don't you
yeah.
want to know more?
Kind of, yeah.
I know you're more curious but, about that, but they don't want anything to do with
it. Because I know he wasn't getting any more at home.
No. After that...
But they're dead now, and the rest of the family hates you, so we're not going to find out.
That is true. All of those things are true.
We're going to find them.
But they hate me.
We're going
to
find
they
them.
They don't want to talk to me.
When you leaned to your real dad here the other day, and you actually said that on the air, said, yeah, I don't think we ever told you. We'd laugh about my biological parents being dead. Your dad goes, ha, ha. He did that 85-year-old guy look we talked about. Like, yeah. Did I see you? Ha, yeah.
Not quite sure.
Not quite what you mean by that, but I don't care.
Yeah, all right.
He didn't I'm say that's funny, they're dead.
Yeah.
He just said, I'm not.
That's right.
I stuck around.
That's Craig's memoir is going to be My Parents Hate Their Love Child.
Right. That's all we ever heard.
That's why I'm open to joy.
Yes, yeah, you are.
He's a love child. I hate him.
Yeah. You were a love child. You were formed in love, Craig, in illicit love. That means there was passion when you were born. When you were in
prison. Not when I was born.
No, when you were... No, 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 not at all.
No, no.
That'd be kind of weird.
It had all burned out by then.
Get that kid away from me.
Yeah.
Probably looked... You did look like... Probably just looked just like him, too. You ever see a picture of your biological dad?
No.
We saw a picture of your biological mom.
Yes.
Who looks like your daughter.
And I also saw a picture of the biological half-brother that was born approximately a month... Well, a few days before or after me.
Yeah, and he's dead, too.
Yeah.
Dad
I did see a picture of him.
Craig beat him to the punch. He lived.
Yeah.
They picked the wrong
kid. Yeah, that kid looked like you. That's a different kid, though. It's a different mom, so.
Yeah, yeah, you know, there's still some, I guess, some.
Okay, Robin Williams. I didn't know this about Robin Williams last night. I'm watching that documentary. Robin Williams had a brother to the same dad.
Scott.
No. A brother to the same mom, and then another brother to the same dad.
So two half-brothers.
Two half-brothers, and they were saying they all loved being related. Well, the other two guys weren't. Did you ever figure that out when I was watching that?
No.
They're not related. Yeah. The other two aren't related.
Oh, yeah. How are they not related?
Because.
They're half-related.
Well, they both have two different parents.
They both have two different parents, those two.
But they share
a parent. It's got to think this through. They're both related to Robin Williams.
Right.
Robin Williams, one brother, his mom gave birth to him. Robin right. Williams' other brother, his dad gave birth to him.
Right. Well, dads don't give birth.
Dad fathered him.
Dad fathered him, right. The other two boys are not related.
Oh, those two boys.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. But they show them standing together, and the voiceover says... In the documentary, they all love being related. I said, no, they're just both related to the rich guy.
They are both related to the rich guy. Of course. Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
So they should say they love being related to Robin Williams.
Yeah, that was a little...
Because they aren't related to each other. You're right.
What does that make us? Absolutely nothing.
Exactly.
Say it again.
Are we still friends? Yeah. No.
Yeah.
But you are related to some of your... You have a half-sister down there somewhere.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. And she would love you if she got to know you.
No, she wouldn't.
Nah.
Okay, she'd love you.
She'd be like most of the other women I know.
Yeah, I got no argument there. Okay, she'd love you before she got to know you.
Yes.
Yeah.
You'd like, well, no, she's already proved that she doesn't.
All right.
So there's really no chance there.
No, she's not even open to love.
Now it's her fault. After she would meet me, it would be my fault.
Yes.
But
gotta,
now it's her fault because she doesn't know.
You got to get you kids together. You did nothing.
You think previously...
You were the spawn of love.
She would have at least liked the thought of you.
No.
Yeah, knowing that she has somebody out there.
Well, she knows that she has somebody out
yeah.
there, and she still doesn't like him.
I know.
And who can blame her?
Yeah, she has a brother.
But he's dead.
No.
Oh.
The mother's biological children are still
around. Oh, that's
around.
Right.
Oh, that was another bastard child that died early?
That was the father's child.
To some other girl.
To his wife.
Oh, that's right. Your mom was the mistress. That's right.
Yes.
Your biological mom was a mistress.
Yes.
She was a hussy.
Yeah, it would seem. But then again, she's dead now.
At the time period, that was a hussy.
Sexual enthusiast.
Right. She was just looking for some validation.
And she's dead now.
And it'll kill you.
This makes people want to go find their biological parents, doesn't it, these stories?
I certainly hope so.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.